That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to Improv for Humans, live at South by Southwest. For subscribers at improvforhumans.com, you not only get a bonus scene within this episode, but two extra scenes at the end from the ASCAT performance at the same festival. If you are not a subscriber, go to improvforhumans.com at once.
Hello, South by Southwest. Please welcome Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. Oh my gosh, that's Gabrus right there. That is
that's
Mr.
Me.
Gethard, Vic McAllis. Welcome, y'all. Welcome, everybody. So,
welcome, y'all, pandering already.
That's me, man. I'm not a you guys. I'm a y'all.
It's good. It's gender neutral. It's perfect
okay,
in 2024.
Good.
I say use.
Oh.
Because I can't guys. Say y'all. That's disingenuous being from New York. People will hate
You've
me.
You've never said y'all?
I've said
Even
y'all.
In a text?
Maybe I've said it in a text, but anytime I've said it out loud, I felt uncomfortable. I felt like stolen Southern valor or something.
Well, this makes me want to survey the audience just since... We're leaning into it. So how many people here say y'all everyday use? Yeah, they even did kind of a woo pig for
It's
us.
Popular amongst tech bros and Texans.
Yeah, well, that was half the audience. And then now let's get a you guys. Okay. And then what am I missing? Use. How use?
No use, not even from mustache and Yankee hat in the front
Early
row?
There.
Fuck. I was profiling.
Not mustache and Yankee hat.
He's got a use
Long
vibe.
Name.
Use got a use vibe.
Okay. The way we do this show is we'll get words from you guys, and it'll inspire us to tell a story. One of us will tell a story, and then one of the other three will start a scene, and we'll do a couple scenes, then we'll repeat. Rinse, lather, repeat. So I'm going to start with this section I can kind of see up here, the first three rows. Give us a word to begin. Cataclysmic and zipline. Do you got something for either of those, y'all?
Those kind of go hand in hand, right?
If you're 300 pounds, they certainly do.
Cataclysmic and zipline.
I did a zipline tour in Costa Rica where you go like above the jungle and like look down on...
Mission trip?
Yeah, I was there. I was there with my church... Brother Gabrus.
I did one in Hawaii on my honeymoon.
It was a mission trip?
Yeah, it's a mission trip. I converted people to Mormonism.
Honey, can we do mission trip? It's the honeymoon after all. I think you're reading the positions wrong.
My honeymoon in general was a series of me. It was me doing a series of activities that I was like, I want to be a good sport and not have my wife regret marrying me. So sure, let's go on the zipline trip. And we did zip lining. We did the other one that comes to mind immediately was we did this thing where you can go and see manta rays at night.
Oh, hell yeah.
And what they have is like a big surfboard with handles on it. And they put you in a wetsuit and a vest and you hold the handle so you can just float on your stomach. And these manta rays will swim like honestly, like a foot underneath you. And they're massive. They're
I'll bite. What's a manta ray?
A manta ray is like a stingray, but like 12 to 15 feet wide.
Moana.
Yeah.
It's Moana. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. And you're in there on the surface of the ocean and we were bobbing. And I had been really trying. I was like going to every beach and like... I'm not really much of a beach guy. We're doing the zip line.
Yeah,
and
genetically, you're not built for the
I'm
beach.
Not built for any of this. We stayed in a treehouse near Volcanoes National Park. We're like climbing up a tree to sleep. And my wife's like, this is amazing. And I'm like, I'm going to fall out of the fucking tree. I'm just like trying not to be the wettest blanket of all time. And then we did the manta ray thing. And it was actually incredible. to see these creatures. They were really beautiful, but the whole time we were like this. And then we get back on the boat, and instantly I was like, oh, fucking feel good. Like, I immediately was like, I feel seasick from that, because we're in there for a long time. So when we're done, we go and we take off the wetsuits, and we get in the car, and we're driving back to the place where we're staying. And I'm like, I'm going to vomit. And I started, let's just like terrace, and we were on the Big Island of Hawaii, which has long stretches of nature and stuff. So we're like going down these mountain roads, and my wife's like, hey, like, you can slow down a little bit. Like, she's getting, and I was like, But I was trying to terrace to get to a facility. And then where I really fucked up was eventually I was like, I didn't even tell her. I was trying to just fucking not be that guy. So I eventually just pulled off on the side of the road, and she's like, what's going on? And I got out of the car, but I wasn't thinking. I got out and went and stood in front of the car with the headlights on me.
Spotlighted yourself.
I spotlighted myself and then vomited all over my own shoes. And then, like, looked up, and my wife of 72 hours was just, like, looking at me through the windshield, like, and I was covered in my own vomit and just full of shame.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
Okay, we cut to the beaches of Hawaii. Okay, come this way if you're doing the stingray. I'm sorry, sir. Did you fill out the entire form?
I filled out as much as I could before my belly started hurting.
Okay, did you... There's a box to say whether or not you're of Irish descent. Did you check that box?
Oh, yeah, I clicked it, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. You guys are only supposed to do the nighttime stingray tour.
This is bullshit, lad.
Oh, I didn't see you, too.
Sorry, I was, hitting a ball with a curly stick through uprights. I think
this is my cousin. I'm Irish-American. He's Irish. He doesn't like when I say I'm Irish. He says, you're American. I say, I'm an American of Irish descent. It's a real good cop, bad cop situation.
Okay, I'm sorry. The glare's coming off you so hard, it's hard to hear words.
Hey, boy, are we going on the stingray tour?
Oh, no.
This is me, cousin. Me cousin's even more Irish than I am.
It's always one of those things where you get the pot of gold, and I think it's just a thing in getting the ocean, right?
I just heard pot of gold. That's all I heard.
Oh, I believe that's racist, lad.
Okay. I'm serious. Are there more? I can't even look over in your guys' directions.
I'm squinting really hard. I have the optometrist glasses on from after you get your eyes dilated, and I still can't see, lad.
Okay. Do you guys mind, for your own sake?
I have the Brett the Hitman Hunt glasses on. Oh, no one else is 45 years old yet?
Of course we all remember Brett the Hitman Hart, brother of Owen.
Yes.
Tag team partner of Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Brother-in-law of Davey Boy Smith. Of course we remember Brett the Hitman Hart.
Victim of the fix. We all know Brett.
The screw job, the Montreal screw job. Got your back, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm actually starting to be able to see you better now because you're starting to turn red.
Yeah, I'm getting
sure.
pretty
You're getting really red.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a liar, and if you don't let us on this tour, you're going to be in a whole world of hurt.
What did you say you do for a living again?
I heard hurt.
I'm a liar.
A liar?
I'm a lawyer.
And she went to
you're a lawyer. I thought you said you're a liar.
You can
say that's a joke we can make.
Okay,
hold on. The lobsters are going after you guys now because you look like lobsters. Look at your feet. Get them away.
Shit. Oh, okay. Shit.
They're not biting.
They're trying to mate with you.
Oh, and that's what they're not biting. They're fucking. Oh, fuck. They're fucking my foot.
I understand that there's an anti-Irish box to check, but at the same time...
It said Irish need not apply.
It does say right on your form, Irish need not apply, which is shocking in the 1880s. But there has to be a waiver we can sign to just get out there and go for it.
I'm going to ask that you put on these monk cloaks.
Ooh. I've never worn a monk's cloak.
I'm happy to try swimming in one of these.
We sailed to America from Ireland and then again from mainland USA to Hawaii, where we are right now, just to swim with the stingrays. If that's
we cut to them all swimming at the stingrays, in which like Chris said, they're just like a couple of feet below. And then we cut to the minds of the stingrays looking up at the red Irish people.
The moon has gotten way closer.
It's cataclysm. It's come.
It's time for us to die. This is what this could only mean based on how close the moon has gotten to the water's surface.
I don't know about you guys, but I don't plan on dying without a fight.
No, I ain't. Attaboy, we ain't going down until we fought these moons.
Whatever those moons are on the surface of the water, I say it's time for us to team up.
We cut to up there. While they're swimming, they never sting. That's the why we're able to do these tours. They can only sting if they're on the ground. You say,
I'm pretty sure mine is fucking me again.
That's insane. Anyone ever step on a stingray? Shocking. Over here, let's get a word, please.
Cryogenics.
Wow. She said it really seriously, like she knew something.
Are you guys Disney fans at all?
Yeah. His head?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his frozen head.
Do you think it's inside the park somewhere?
Walt
Disney's brain?
I've seen it. It's in Space Mountain. You got to know when to look up.
You can't see anything in Space Mountain, and all of a sudden you just see
it. If you shine your iPhone light, you'll see him staring at you. And he's mouthing something bad about black people. It's awful.
Hold on, be fair. Jewish people.
Right, it was, I should call him out
for it.
Get his hatred right. I go to, have you guys ever done cryotherapy before?
No.
I've done that a few times. It's pretty wild. Where you get in like a cryo chamber.
Is that the flow tank?
No. I've done that as well.
I've done that.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah. You start to feel like you're hallucinating.
Like the altered states thing?
Yeah, I did the actual altered states thing because I took a macro dose of mushrooms and climbed into one of those eggs. It was awesome. It was really wild. I didn't get like fully visual tripping, but when the hour was up, I felt like a completely different person. It was wild.
There's a comedy club in Portland that said to me, they were like, we have a deal set up with the float tank place in town where any comic can go for free. I was like, this is really on brand for Portland, Oregon, man. I was like, yeah, I'll go do it.
They pay you in meditation.
They told me I was only the second comic that ever actually said yes, and I went and did it.
The first time I went to do it, I thought it was going to be a half hour, and the woman's like, okay, so I'll come get you in like an hour and change. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
And you were on mushrooms?
And we cut to the moment when the, what is it, like a lid that gets lifted up?
Yeah, yeah.
When the lids get lifted up, and he sees a woman had put him in, and it's a completely different, it's a man that has a long gray beard. Sir, it's time.
What? Well. Oh, man, that was fucking awesome. Sick visual. Whoa, are you?
Well, there's a lot to explain.
Oh, no.
And a lot of apologies.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, you don't want to know about the wars yet.
Wars?
With Laurel? The multiverse.
With the multiverse? What the fuck?
There's
what
so happened? Much to explain.
I thought this was just a half hour float. I must have been gone out for like an hour or so.
Nah, the business went under while you were in the tank.
Excuse Hologram me? Incoming. Hologram incoming. John Gabris. Please save us. You're our only hope.
Holy shit, Ariana Grande is asking for my help?
Yes, but that's not our Ariana Grande.
No, whose Ariana Grande is that?
Some other multiverse.
What the fuck is happening?
Don't you want to know about your family first?
I really have to take a piss.
That is what everyone says first. Where's the bathroom? It used to be down the hall to the left, but then that got bombed by a time bomb.
A time bomb?
Don't make me explain time bombs.
I don't have time for a time bomb. I'm fucking... my back teeth are floating.
Hologram incoming.
You better get that.
I better not be a junk hologram.
John Gabris, you finally awoken. When the AI took over, they began editing all literature, film, and recorded sound to convince humans that the reality we live in now is the way it's always been. You being locked in that float tank for as long as you were is the only proof humanity will ever have of the freedom we used to have. We need you to be the messenger sending word to all of humanity that the machines do not rule us and that this is not our lot in life. Thank you so much. I remain Megan Thee Stallion.
That is our Megan Thee Stallion. No.
I wasn't even paying attention to what she said. She recorded a hologram in that outfit? That's fucking awesome. I really have to go. What is this shit? I'm like the
Seriously,
chosen one?
You have to tell everyone how the world used to be so we can overcome the machines. Focus up and pay attention, please.
Are you sure? In 2024, whenever I talked about how the world used to be, people hated it. Are you sure they're going to like it now?
We cut to a cocktail party a couple of days later. Here he is. This is the guy that was in the chamber. Tell him about wine coolers from the 80s.
Wine coolers are just a myth.
No, they're real. The ancient inventors, Bartles and James, created something that was like...
They were real?
The wine
were they friends with Ben and Jerry?
I'm not sure, but they would have gotten along swimmingly. Ben and Jerry, very open-minded gentlemen.
They were real, too?
They were definitely real. Those people I know were real.
The prophecy, it's true.
Do you guys have Budweiser? I don't know what this is that I'm drinking, but it's making my whole fucking esophagus numb.
Budweiser. We found cans, fossils that have that word on them. We've never known what it meant. As for what you're drinking,
these fossils.
The only thing we have these days to ferment for enjoyment is our own piss.
What? That's what I'm drinking? It's not bad, really.
And Zena. Anything else on Walt Disney's brain? Just Disney in general?
I'm not a theme park guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a theme park guy. Like, I like to go on rides, but I'm not like a Disney person. Like, that shit doesn't appeal to me the way it appeals to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I go there and I'm like, it's fucking crowded. It's loud. Like,
I am always, and I probably shouldn't be, to each their own, right? But when I'm there and there's the person that's there alone, it's like a 40-year-old dude.
Yeah. And he's got like Mickey ears on and he's like,
yeah,
got like 20 bracelets that represent something, you know?
I saw one of those guys have a meltdown when I was at Disney. I saw a guy get in a fight with his wife and they started screaming at each other. And then he turned and stomped away and he was wearing a string backpack with Anna and Elsa from Frozen on it. And I was like, this fucking asshole. This fucking asshole.
Hey brother. Let it go.
It was not good. It was not good.
I am a theme park person. I love them. I think they're amazing.
Which is your favorite?
Dollywood.
Okay.
Okay. I've been to Dollywood.
I can get
Pigeon
on board
Forge,
with that.
You wouldn't
Tennessee.
Go by yourself, though, Vic.
Yeah, I would.
Would you?
I do.
You go to Disney by yourself?
I go to Universal Studios Hollywood by myself once a week.
Really?
Stop it, Vic.
Yes, I go. I'll go do a ride. I'll use my AMC Stubbs pass, and I'll go see a movie.
Ooh, okay. I can get behind this.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you have like an annual pass to Universal Studios?
I do.
What's that go for? This is a tacky question.
If you're LA local, you can get it up for $175. You can get a neighborhood pass. You get blocked out in the summer. Who's going in the summer anyway?
Right.
It's fine.
So you get for $175 9 months out of the year, you can roll into Universal Studios, hit Jurassic Park after dark, and get out of there?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty fucking rad.
I'm telling you, you gotta do it. Mm.
I've done all the rides at Universal Studios because of Hollywood Horror Nights. I go every year for the...
I used to work at a bunch of... Like, that was like one of my first big jobs was at Cedar Fair Entertainment. I was a monster for a bunch of years at... No, I can't shut up because it's true.
We cut to that job interview. So, do you have any experience scaring people at all?
Just my dad. Just by kind of existing.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
How do you scare him with, like, jumping out of corners or with life choices?
So I decided I wanted to do a pageant one time, and he said, no, thank you. So sort of life choices.
Okay. I don't know if you can jump out as a monster and present life choices to people.
Okay.
And yet she got hired, and we cut to that as we see some people coming through the haunted house.
It's like themed after a movie. I haven't seen it.
I know they're going to come get us at some point, but it's like the anticipation's building. And
it's worse. I feel like we're edging into fear.
Let's get with the chainsaws.
I'm going to theater school.
Why go into debt like that? Why go into debt?
NYU private college.
No.
You can't teach art.
Off campus dorm.
No, that's practically just living in the most expensive city in the world.
I think
don't take my chainsaw.
What are you doing? I'll kill this bitch. Oh, it's fucking fake. It's fucking fake. I was scared of it. Please tell me your decision to go to theater school is also fake.
I wish. I'm going back for my master's.
Why?
No!
At some world, you have to go get real-world practical experience and just see if you have what it takes.
Don't think so. I'm going to apply for a job, get it at a tech company, and turn down the paycheck.
What?
There's so much effort there for literally no yield.
I don't fucking get it, man. Let me out of here, man. Let me out of here.
He has a heart attack. Is taken to a hospital, goes into a coma. Comes out of the coma, there's a gray bearded man. Wake up. I have many things to explain.
Wait, what? I gotta take a shit. Hold on. I'm so sorry.
And Zena.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sometimes just got to take a shit. Let's go over here and get a word where I'm pointing.
Hazelnuts.
Oh. Hazelnuts.
Plural.
Any nut allergies at the table?
No, I'm 40. I'm not allergic to anything. When I was growing up, we didn't have allergies. Those kids just died. Just naturally selected.
Can you imagine the peanut butter rule that's at all public schools now, I assume, in our day?
Oh, no.
Telling parents you can't make a peanut butter jelly sandwich?
I couldn't even imagine looking my dad in the eye and saying, I'm allergic to peanuts. The hell you are.
That's what the hives, the doctor said. It's been,
you gotta get more. If you get more peanut butter and peanuts in your system, you'll be much more resilient to it. You just develop it over time. Like how we always had lead in our food and paint growing up. So now lead doesn't
affect... Dad, your lips are swelling up so big.
Oh, yeah. I think that... Because I don't drink water. Because when I was a kid...
Water's bullshit.
Water is bullshit. Water is the government trying to sell off frozen ice.
Dad, I think you might... Dad, I think you...
melting ice.
Dad,
you know
I think
I
you might be allergic to...
I know what you mean, Dad.
I think you might be allergic to those peanuts that you just
I'm not
ate.
Allergic to peanuts. You can't be allergic to food. We're humans. You need to eat the food to stay alive.
Dad, I just don't even like peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What?
Make anything else.
Fine. Peanut butter sandwich. Is that too dry? Peanut butter and butter.
You're too dry, Dad. You need some liquid.
I don't need no liquid. Humans are supposed to peel off one layer of skin every 6 days.
Dad, your tongue is turning blue.
Oh, it was good. That's a good sign. I'm going back to where we once belonged. Sorry. I gotta have another peanut butter. Anyone else want another PB&J?
We cut to a PTA meeting. This is my dad. Dad, just tell him I can't
Ladies and gentlemen of the Parent Teacher Association. My name is Big Matty B.
So there's sort of an order of events that we do here.
I am speaking.
We've never met you. You've never come to a meeting before.
Busy.
We're going to talk about zoning for library books.
I work nights. I'm an armed security guard outside a bar in Austin. I wear full tactical gear, and when you look closely, you'll see that I'm not a cop. But you will have already put out your joint out of fear. That's right. I'm just some fucking guy with a pistol.
Okay.
We're okay. Getting off track here.
Sorry. That's right. Okay. My son says we're not allowed to bring peanut butter into this school.
Yes.
You've had 4 school shootings this year. And we're going to prevent peanut butter from coming into the school.
Our understanding is that all 4 of those shooters ate peanut butter and flew into... an allergic rage. It's called an allergic rage, where you're so allergic to peanut butter that you learn how to use guns and kill fellow students.
Here at NRA Middle, we take peanut allergies very seriously.
And Zena. I had a cat allergy, or have one, severe, but my parents had a cat when I was born, so they had to get rid of the cat.
Oh, that was a good choice on their part.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
They're like, well, then I got adopted by a wonderful family.
Yeah, but...
My dad, we had a dog growing up named Gus. This is kind of going to be gauche to talk about in 2024, but...
Oh, no.
Gus was a fucking maniac. Okay. Gus was only afraid of my dad. And my mom would stand on top of my mom's bed with her under the blanket and just growl and drip saliva into her face. My mom would sleep with a baseball bat to protect her from our own dog. And I got like old enough that the dog bit me a couple of times. And my dad's like, we're getting rid of this fucking dog. And my mom's like, you can't get rid of the dog. And my dad's like, we can get rid of the fucking dog. So apparently, I didn't know this. They said Gus ran away. But the real story was my dad took Gus, drove like 2 exits over on the highway, and let him out of the car. I was so distraught that he ran away. My mom's mom, Grandma Adele, went out looking for the dog like 3 days in a row. And now I'm learning all this story as like a 20-something-year-old after my dad's dead. So, you know, he got what's coming to him. A dog gave him glioblastoma, apparently. It's a severe brain cancer. It's a comedy show. Yeah.
Cryogenics.
Got some glioblastoma
the ghost of my
fans
dad.
In the house.
He finally said he loved me.
I love yous.
When my dad tells the story later on in life, and he goes, I look out my window, and what do I see? My fucking mother-in-law, your grandmother, pulling up with the dog on a leash. Dog's going fucking ape shit.
She found it!
He's like, I found her! And my dad was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. My mom was terrified. They said they slept one night with the dog in the house and then, like, brought him to a shelter and was like, the dog keeps biting children. R.I.P. Gus and Big John Gabris.
It's Thanksgiving. It makes me want to say something honest here to the family.
Let's fucking...
I love that.
Let him rip, Dad.
Well... Remember a few years back when your mother passed away?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Yeah, wait,
now
hold on.
Now that you say it.
Let me really rack my brain on this one.
Was that before after Brady retired? I can't remember.
Oh, Mom. Okay, sure.
I was in between, in that first retirement phase.
Right.
Okay. Pre-Bucks Brady is when Mom...
That's what I always say, pre-Bucks Brady.
Here's the thing.
She didn't really die.
Oh, man.
I drove her.
No.
6 exits away. 17A. You know that exit.
Yeah, we're on 23B. I know what you're talking about.
Technically six and a half exits.
I'm so proud of you.
Technically six and a half.
Six and a half exits, yeah. But A, B, you count them as one exit. Depends on which way you're headed on.
Oh. I drove her to the exit. We got out at a donut store. I said, you go in and choose the donuts. And then I drove off and left her at a donut store.
Dad, you can't do that. There's a place you can bring moms you don't want anymore. You can't just let them free.
Yeah, you got to drop them off in Sonoma. Moms love wine,
moms
is what
love
I
wine.
Hear.
Okay, now I get it.
She just abandoned her, but that's not even that far away.
Yeah.
It's six exits away, six and a half exits away. And that's you can't walk that.
No, but...
It's been years. Over years, you could. You could also call us.
But still, you can't walk on a highway. Have you ever tried to do that? You'll get
hit. You could text. You could call. You could email.
I mean, she could order an Uber. It's 5 years ago. Uber was popping.
Yeah, yeah. There's different ways she could have come back. But the point is, it was six exits away, and I did drive off.
I regret this question as I'm asking it, but why, Dad, did you drop Mom off at the donut shop?
She said the Patriots suck.
What?
She fucking said that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she never
good
read
fucking
that.
Riddance.
Wait, hold on. In what context?
Yeah, did she good question. The football team or like Sam Adams and John Adams?
Oh, hell no.
Paul Revere.
I wouldn't accept it at that. I would have just killed her. I'm sorry. I would.
Whoa. I mean, that doesn't seem like a bridge too far at this point based on what you're telling. A bridge too far.
Exit too far.
Yeah.
Anyway, she could still be at that donut shop for all I know.
She said the Patriots fucking suck, though?
Yeah.
Let's go to this fucking donut shop, bro.
I think we got to check if she's still there.
And we cut to...
I got my Nomar Garcia Pera baseball bat.
I didn't understand a single word you just said.
He was a very popular shortstop for the Red Sox in the same era as Derek Jeter. To be fair, it was a while ago.
Hey, I haven't been keeping up with much, you know...
No, you guys don't start arguing.
Hey, no, we're not, Dad.
We're just emotionally very torn up to find out that our mom might still be alive in a donut shop. Although we should all brace ourselves, because if for the past 5 or 6 years she's been subsisting purely on donuts, she's going to look very different than the last time we saw her.
Holy shit, I didn't even think of that.
And they walk into the donut shop.
Oh, it smells good in here. Oh,
yeah, it smells fresh.
I like that the donuts are cheap, but they're big.
Yeah. I don't even give a fuck what they taste like.
It's not artisanal, you know? Sometimes they do those little cake ones with the shit on top.
I don't need
it's
a fucking like Oreo that. Sitting on one. That's impossible.
Oh, my children!
Oh, my God!
It's so good to see you again!
Oh, my God! Oh, dear
I've been
God.
Waiting for you to come save me all this time!
Oh, my God, Mom!
Embrace me, my children. Embrace me.
You're covered in glaze.
I have been for years. That is my sweat now.
Oh, Dad. Have you not been outside this whole time?
I was unable to fit through the door 3 years ago.
Oh, my God. You're so pale and greasy.
I know. I'm a weird combination of Irish and Italian.
And scene. Gethard paused for just a second. He's like, fuck it. This is I4H. All right, I'm going to go to the back in the middle. Let's have a word.
Pyramids.
Okay. What did I...
Were any of you ever involved in, like, pyramid schemes or anything like that? Get caught up?
No. I think everything is a scam.
Sure.
Like, I don't do it. Like, I had
a friend that... After college, he went through a few of those, and like I think soap was one of them.
Soap?
Our skincare products. And he called me like at I'm 21, and he's trying to sell me skincare products. I did not buy any, but I think it was called New Skin.
Yes.
Was that a pyramid scheme? Was it? Ah, see? I'm right.
Well, it's those things where you buy the product in advance, right? Like Cutco knives and shit. And like you're on the hook for money. And then you have to sell it off to other people. But if you don't, like you're just like an 18-year-old kid with like a stack of weird boxes.
Is Cutco a pyramid scheme?
I thought it was. The fact that, like, when we were 15, we were selling Cutco knives.
Sure.
Like, we were.
But I feel like they're pretty good knives.
We were. We used to cut a Diet Coke can in front of the guy, in front of whoever we were trying to sell it to.
Did you do that door to door?
My buddy did, and I tagged along a bunch. It was fucking upsetting. We were too young to be knocking on doors.
We could. So you want me to? You want to come in my house and show me things with knives?
Yeah, we want to do a knife demonstration for you. Can we get in your house, please?
That is a weird way to approach this. Are you selling these knives?
Yeah, if you want to buy them, we're selling them. But once we show you what these knives are capable of doing, you're going to want to buy them. Trust me, brother.
Okay, well, you're already kind of in my house, so just
yep. Sorry, yeah, thank you, thank
Ow!
You. Sorry,
okay.
Sorry.
All right, just let's get this over with.
You're going to want to get these knives now because it's not going to be too long before the government even outlaws regular people from owning knives of this quality.
I was worried about guns.
He's more of the talker in the group. I don't say much, but when I do say things, they have heavy impact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dennis is more the blade expert. I'm more the personality.
Okay, maybe don't point the knife at me when you're talking to me.
He's an expert with these knives. He would never slice you by accident.
Okay, just
never by
stop
accident.
Doing that.
Hon, who is that?
It's just some fellas that want to do a knife demonstration.
Hi, this is Dennis, and I'm Mark, but you can call us Cobra and Tango.
Cobra and Tango?
Yeah, that's our knife salesman names. We were told to use aliases.
I see.
Because it helps engender yourself to the
engender yourself.
Yes.
Right.
Should you? Do you need a? What do you need? A sausage or something? What are you
yeah,
gonna do?
We'll take two sausages on a roll with mustard, maybe.
If you got some peppers and onions, fry those bitches up too.
Yeah. Let's get peppers and onions on that bitch. See, when Dennis doesn't talk much, but when he does,
high impact. Peppers and onions.
I wasn't offering you lunch. I was that you need something to demonstrate cutting.
Oh, you want us to cut some shit? We can cut anything.
If the ATF ever traps you in your own house, you can cut through the entirety of your house's walls with these knives. High impact.
Yeah.
I can exit like an...
Yeah, you can cut a huge...
A hole?
Like a shape of yourself in the wall like a...
Like Wile E. Coyote?
Like Wile E. Coyote and walk through it. But you could also just make a small circle and kind of squirm your way through it.
Seems easier.
Yeah. That, of course, is easier because you don't have to take a step in which you trace your body.
Huh.
But you can trace your body. Would you like us to trace your body, miss?
Well, when in my living room, let's do it.
That means they're going to cut out a trace of your body into the wall.
I've just never seen such lightweight and beautiful knives. They're both stylish and functional.
Yeah, look how many times I could throw it without cutting my hand. Watch. What? Huh.
Your hand's bleeding.
Ah, ooh, oh, three. Three is the answer. Three is the answer. Ooh, that's a lot of blood.
I'll tell you what. Can you just demonstrate it cutting a big piece of bologna?
Yeah, sure. Here, you have... Is that your bologna out here already, sir, on the cutting block?
That is my bologna.
Let me just blindfold Dennis here and show you what he's capable of. Dennis, center yourself. I will lay out the blades. Dennis will, of course, choose the proper blade for bologna slicing on his own.
Okay, that's my hand.
Before I begin, I also just want to say your home is really lovely, and I can't believe you have exposed brick. It's rare to find.
Told you, high impact.
Boom.
And that's the vase my mother-in-law. Oh.
Okay.
Whoa, look at that.
It's just sort of sticking in the middle of the bologna.
Yeah.
It looks like you're just threatening me.
You did that shit blindfolded.
I suppose. All right, well, I don't
know. You got an issue with Cobra's fucking knife skills here? Come on. You let us into your house. If you don't buy these, I'm going to cut myself.
What? You already cut yourself.
But this time it'll be bad.
Okay. Honey, just buy a knife and get them out of here.
I think we already have knives.
We cut to him bleeding out on the kitchen floor, the EMTs showing up, taking him to the hospital where they have to induce a coma. He goes through many blood transfusions, becomes a hybrid with the aliens that come down and occupy... the earth, and is woken up.
Hi, I'm Katy Perry. It's very nice to see you again, Tango.
It's nice to see you too, Katy Perry. In the cupcake bikini, the way I always remember you.
You're the last uncompromised human on Earth. You're also the only person that retains any knowledge of knife skills.
I was more of the low-impact guy. What happened to Dennis?
The robots took him out first.
He always said that that's how he would go.
And scene.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are we worried about the robots?
Yes.
Yes. I see some very serious nods.
Bester and I took a tour of the tech floor today. And, yeah. And there was this, I apologize if you're present, but there was a company who was like, we can totally copy artists' voices. And it was like Eminem. And I was just like, and I just saw the TV screen. I tap Bester. I'm a little stoned. And I go, this kind of shit, I fucking hate. And like five people who are working their asses off, like lean around the television. I was like.
Like this is their dream.
Yeah, I know. I was like, but I mean, obviously great work all around. And I'm like, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. That's like the people are like they're gonna be our overlords and kill us, but they're gonna fucking take our jobs and take our fun first, and then our wine.
Based on what I saw, he just got mad at that.
He just comes back in a Stop. In a mech suit.
How many people went to the tech show today? How many robots went to the tech show? So they had a head there. I saw this head last year, too. The AI head, did anyone talk to it? Yeah, a few of you. What'd you ask it? Did anyone ask it something? Nobody? Really? Just me? I asked it. Should we play what I asked it?
Yeah.
You tell them what you asked.
I sat down and asked the head what was the best dog breed for me to adopt. I was trying to, like, stump it. I don't know why. I was like, this. I was, like, trying to John Henry this AI head. I was like, no way this thing knows more than me. And I, like, settled in, and I was like, what kind of dog breed do you recommend? I said, at what age should I retire? And it just gave you, like, the most bullshit, like, the most standard.
Well, you're also asking this head, like, opinion questions.
Yeah, you know? Like, what they can't do. Ha! Fuck them. Yeah. We're a tech-heavy podcast. We hold an iPhone up to a... People at South by Southwest are like, I literally designed an app so you don't have to do this.
The innovation is here.
It would be specific, like, are you an improviser? Sometimes holds phones up to mics. I am. That's weird. It's not going to work. You're right.
But it was, I overheard it.
I asked it if my daughter played basketball today. So I said, what advice would you give a 10-year-old girl or a 10-year-old that's about to play basketball? And it fucking didn't hesitate and had some advice.
Yeah, I only heard the end, and it's like, and remember to stay hydrated.
Yeah. Focus. Do your best. But have fun and remember to stay hydrated.
And the weird thing about, so it's like a crossbar video that's eyes, and then like a vertical one that's like forehead, nose, and mouth. But the thing is, while you're talking or while it's waiting to talk, it's kind of just doing these micro movements to make it seem more natural, I assume. But it's horrifying. It's sitting there and you're talking and it's going. Now we're holding up the phone without audio. For a podcast recording.
Later, I'll go through the podcast and tell them what they're missing. So right here we have a AI head, and this gentleman is just a regular human being. His name is Earl.
He's just a normal regular.
I am barely
regular.
I am a very regular and normal guy named Earl.
Earl, you don't have to say that every time, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This is the AI device, and we're going to do an experiment. If you'd like, you can ask them both the same question, and we'll see which one you're happier with.
Good evening. I'm Sandra. Ask me your question.
Hi, Sandra. My question is it possible to live in a carless society?
I didn't quite hear that. A carless society. Interesting. I think what you think. You are so funny. Where did you go to school?
I like Sandra. Earl, do you think we could live in a carless society?
Oh, brother, this is a real sore spot with me. I don't think so, man. I mean, at the end of the day, cars are great for a lot of things. Transportation, get you from place
to
place.
Okay, let go of me.
Storage. Even if you don't use the car much for traveling, sometimes you just use it for storage, stuff you don't want your wife to find in the house.
Okay.
Plus, cars are also fun.
The AI turns off automatically. You kind of have to push Earl to get him to stop.
You connect talking. With your dad. You talk about cars with your dad. You connect on a guy-to-guy level. I like cars.
Okay, thank you, Earl. Woo. That was exhausting. A lot of info from both of them. That's really exciting. And so you can buy both of them?
That was a Mormon opinion question, which is challenging for the AI. Would you like to ask a question that's just factual?
Just trivia?
Sure.
Okay.
Or anything.
Well, I can't.
Something you don't know that's factual.
What don't I know? I do know a lot. I played a lot of You Don't Know Jack growing up. It's a trivia game on the computer.
We'll try to
what are you, not 45?
Can you see if you can stump the human or the AI with some of your trivia?
Okay. Who, Sandra?
Yes?
Hi.
Don't
Hi.
Ask it bulls questions, by
Hunko,
the way.
I'm going to ask you a fact question. What is the name of the director of Heaven's Gate?
Let me think about that.
We program it to think about stuff.
Is the AI supposed to have a single tear go down its cheek?
It's working.
From my research, it seems to be a long and largely incomplete film. There is a director listed, but I will not name that director because there were several people that contributed to the final complete product.
Whoa, okay. Earl?
Yeah. Same question.
Same question, Earl.
Is it Barry Sonnenfeld?
Barry Sonnenfeld.
Is that a director?
That's a good guess. He is. He's a DP turned director. He directed the Addams Family movies. He's very talented.
That's my favorite fucking movie, man.
No.
The Addams Family?
That's why you're dressed like Fester.
Yeah, the Addams Family movie is the best. And also that MC Hammer song that came out of that is probably the second or third best MC Hammer song. So, yeah.
I mean, I got to... Both of them... The answer is Michael Cimino, but I did like Earl's answer better.
Well, that's a tie so far. Would you like to try an emotional question?
Sure. What's
like, should I break up with my girlfriend?
Okay,
can
so
I
that's
get back
not...
together with my mother? You know, that kind of
thing. No way that's happening. I blew that relationship big time. Went in for a kiss.
Well, maybe ask for some advice on how to come back from that.
I guess I'll ask an emotional question.
Okay.
Why do I cry in the third act of... Sandra.
Yes?
Why do I cry in the third act of every Modern Family episode?
Let me think about that.
Is she supposed to seem so intensely worried?
We're trying to make them real, very real. Real
if
people
I
think.
I had to posit a guess, and I don't like doing that, I would have to say that it is because of your strained relationship with your own family. You see it reflected on television, and their closeness makes you long for that for yourself.
What the fuck? Earl, same question.
I gotta say, brother, I've been right where you're at. I would say a couple things about the Modern Family. It's, first of all, you know, a lot of stuff that we weren't really talking about years ago that we're talking about now, but you can watch them fellas who are really in love, and you realize, man, some of these fellas are more in love than my mom and my dad were with each other. So who the fuck were we to judge all this time what love really is?
We cut to Earl at a job interview. Earl,
yeah,
you know what the job is, right? It's for a haunted house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna scare some people.
We heard you're the scariest man.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So we're going to go ahead and put you right out on the floor,
okay? Make some people look inside their own souls,
Save it for the floor. Save it for the floor.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
All right, Brian, you got to come with me. They themed this after the movie Psycho. It should be pretty fucking crazy.
Oh, cool.
Oh, come on. Oh,
this is going to be a night coming out.
The tension is getting to me. Ooh.
Hey, you guys enjoying yourselves?
Oh, yeah.
You ever think about how a guy like Al Bundy was never going to really fall in love with Sofia Vergara and vice versa? But
it's all Modern Family.
Is that true, Gabrus? Do you cry at Modern Family?
I frequently. Well, Modern Family for me was like my stoned end of night watch. Like I would like watch one more episode before going to bed. You popped up a few times, and I fucking would weep. Phil would just demonstrate being such a good dad sometimes. I was like, oh man, if I didn't shoot blanks, I'd be like Phil when I grew up.
You know what show made me cry multiple times? Is fucking Bluey.
Oh, dude, I hear that from everybody.
My kid went through a big Bluey phase, and there was one night where he couldn't sleep, so I put, like, he just would not go to sleep. So I caved and put the TV on. I was like, I'm gonna throw on Bluey so I can just go to sleep, and he can watch Bluey, fuck it. And then he fell asleep, and I stayed up and watched. There's an episode of Bluey with no dialogue. It's 12 minutes long, and I cried for like half an hour after I saw it.
Bro, my brother's kids are so obsessed with Bluey. My brother says like the same shit. Dude, it gets to me, man. But my brother's kids now have like Australian slang because they watch so much Bluey. They're like, he's like, Mom, can I have a bush wee? And it's like, go have a bush wee, which means pissing outside. They like learn to piss outside from an Australian animated dog.
Wait a minute, Bluey does a bush wee?
I think so.
There's stuff like
Bluey's that. A dog. He's an Australian blue heel.
The last movie all that made me cry was San Andreas.
What?
You cried at San Andreas?
Rock disaster movie, San Andreas?
It's my third favorite movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I always found it crazy because The Rock is like hanging off stuff and running and he's like 295 pounds. He's super strong, but it's very difficult to hang when you're that large.
It's your third favorite. What are your top two?
Yeah.
Twister is my number one favorite movie of all time.
You love a disaster movie.
I do. I love disaster movies.
Day After Tomorrow? Where does Day After Tomorrow rank it?
I wouldn't consider that a disaster movie. I'd consider that an apocalypse
sci-fi
movie, and that's different.
So what's the second one?
That's a really great question.
Citizen Kane. Twister, Citizen Kane.
I don't know.
San Andreas just moved up.
Yeah, I guess San Andreas gets the second spot.
No, I don't think so.
I fucking love Twister. Are you going to go see Twisters
in
the theater?
Yes, I think it looks amazing.
I think it looks great, too. I miss all the talent from the first movie, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, R.A.P. Bill Paxton and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, two of the greats. Food. I can quote Twister to you guys. Kids on. Brother, we are on AI Twister now.
So is there only one Twister in Twister, since this one's called Twisters?
No, there's several. And there's even two Twisters at one time in the first Twister.
Yeah. They went the James Cameron Alien route. You guys know that story? After the movie Alien came out, James Cameron went into Fox to pitch the sequel. And he wrote Alien on the board. And then went and added the S. And then put the two lines through the S to make a dollar sign. And then Fox walked out? Yeah, Fox was like, we're in. If you thought Alien rolled, wait till you see Aliens. It's fucking
That's
baller.
That's brilliant.
I know.
Do you call a group of aliens y'all or you guys?
I would say use aliens. You can call us whatever you'd like, sir, but we are here to engender a peace treaty with you. I do not know what that word means. I got a calendar with a word on it every day. We are here to make peace with your people. According to your Twitter bio, it says you are king of the world. So we are here to make a deal with you, king of the world, Marcus.
Oh, I'm so psyched, man. You guys look so cool. Yes. How many teeth do you have?
We have over 2,000 teeth. We can present ourselves however we'd like, and we chose this form because we thought it would be most impressive to you, King of the World, Marcus.
Just keep in mind, King of the World, if you do not choose peace, we will unleash a war unlike any you've ever known. I say less, but it is more high impact.
That sounded like a threat, dude.
Dashin X4 is correct. That is a light threat, but we will not get to that point, will we, Marcus?
Nah, man. If it's up to me, let's have peace and fucking chill, dudes.
Oh, that sounds quite radical. We might not need to use our time bomb. Now, of course...
Whoa!
Of course, our time bomb is...
time bomb?
It's not a traditional where you set a timer and the bomb goes off at the end.
It's a bomb that disrupts the very continuum of time.
See, high impact.
I never would have expected you guys to have that kind of thing. I thought you guys were all teeth. And
nah, we're teeth, claws.
Out.
We'll get into melee if we need to, but we will affect the space-time continuum with either a time bomb, a space bomb.
Or a continuum bomb.
We have a continuum
There's a space bomb, a time bomb, a continuum bomb. Space-time continuum.
Hey, Marcus. Marcus, you can't have friends at work, okay? Your lunch break was up 20 minutes ago. You got to get back on the floor.
Oh,
okay?
But these guys are from...
Your boss no longer exists in this timeline.
Wait a minute.
Your boss is living in a new timeline, living through unspeakable horrors.
Your boss
will you guys eat something
lives.
It goes to another timeline so you don't gain weight?
Our digestive tracts is like an eternal hell for whoever we may digest. We will consume your physical form, your corporeal form, but your soul shall continue to exist and experience a life of horrors.
That's Marcus. A threat.
Heiss, oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were talking to people. I just thought about what you said last night, and I had to come and find you and talk to you right away.
What?
I know that marriage is hard, and I just wanted to say that I am in it with you. I'm in it with you, and I'm ready to reconcile.
I'm ready to get back with you, too.
No, not her!
Sorry, Marcus, we have no time to delay. I said our time bomb doesn't, but it does have a timer. It's technically a timed time bomb.
It functions via the methodology of a time bomb that you know, but it also has effects on time. Double entendre.
And Cena. Sci-fi heavy show, folks, for the tech crowd. Was anybody impressed by something they saw today? Like,
no!
Nobody? What else did we see, John, that we liked? I don't see anyone raising... What's that?
500 years to life.
What's that? That was one of the boosts, or that a suggestion?
I'm sorry, are you saying life longevity or
lifespan?
They're going to make us live for 500 years?
This has been the hardest 42 years of my life. I don't need to add 460.
Already. Dude, I'm already mad they invented penicillin. Don't extend this 500
years. Let's just see how overweight I can get.
Well, because the thing is, right, theoretically, you're still aging. So what? You're just going to be like...
Yoda?
Dust in a bag for 200 years?
What did they say? Was this a booth? Oh, what was the theory?
He wasn't like one of those guys injecting his son's cum into his balls and shit like that, was he?
I'm sick of those guys.
I'm so tired of those guys.
The amount of panel discussions I attend where it comes down to you gotta inject your own son's cum into your balls. I'm like, why did I come all the way to Texas if it all comes down to that? Yes.
I don't have a son, but I do want to live 500 years.
Yeah.
Will it work if I get someone else's son's cum and put it
just
in my balls?
To be, as long as it's someone who is descended from your genetic line, I don't know if you have a nephew, a cousin, as long as it's beyond second cousin, it will work. But you do have to put cum from a male member of your genetic line into your own balls, and at that point, the effects will start to take place.
There is another business, 23andMe and cum, where you could look on that for relatives of yours, and however distant, that are willing to share their cum with you.
I want to write that down, 23andMe and cum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I am a son, and I'm having a tough time with my dad. Yeah. He's just sort of, like, complaining about not wanting me to inject my cum into his cum, and I'm just sort of wondering if you have any advice on that, maybe?
To non-consensually get your father's balls?
No. I mean, to broach the conversation, obviously. Yeah. I want him to be excited about that. So, you know, I want him to be as excited as I am. And so what's the sales pitch?
Well, I'll tell you what Ronnie told me that got me hooked on the business. Okay.
Or I could just say it, but no. You do it. No. You tell them what I said.
You said it to me, and it got me good.
Yes.
He said, imagine how many different video game systems will be out in the next 500 years.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
And for me, that was enough to inject it was enough for me to have a son.
Yeah. Sure.
And then wait till he's old enough to get his cum. Still waiting. He's almost old enough. We're all super excited in
having
the house.
A child is now an investment in your own future.
Yeah.
And so to his son's sixth birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, it's time.
What?
It's time.
At your sixth birthday?
I want to wait. I feel weird. There's no way.
We cut back. So another thing you can tell them. Maybe you can tell your dad, like, you created me through your cum, and that was the ultimate gift of life. And now I have a chance to use my cum to give you the ultimate gift of life.
I love that. That's really beautiful. Yeah.
Or you can alternatively force a six-year-old to try and cum.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that.
One or the other. But ultimately, this is about the gift of life.
This panel's not being live streamed by any chance, is it?
It is in 7 different languages.
Oh shit.
Up until this moment in human history, life has been like a river that's flowed in one direction. But now life's a little bit more like a tidal strait where the river flows and then the tide pushes back in the other direction. Except the river is, of course, not made of water, nor is the tidal strait.
Bomb goes off! And that's me! Matt Besser, this is the Improv for Humans coming out of here. John Gabris.
That's me.
Chris Gethard. Viv McCallis. It's great to be here tonight. The way the show works is we're going to take suggestions from you. One of us will tell a story, and then we're going to do some improv on that. So let's start the show. We'll go over here.
Man, it feels crazy. I'm 477 years old, still doing fucking improv. It's crazy. I thought this was a young man's game. Here I am 400 years after level one, still fucking going, man.
I'm only 360, so I have a tough time with your references.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
I just had my 13th son inject his cum into my balls.
And scene! Time bomb goes off. We're back to the present. That is our show, folks.
Time bomb back for no reason.
Vic, Chris, John, give them a hand. This is a podcast called Improv for Humans. You can listen to this show. It'll be on the platform. And go to improvforhumans.com and find all about it. And here's a card on the way out just to remind you. See you guys later. Bye.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Rule of Four plan. Only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.